Oh, whoa, what?
I know, it's so high tech. We're getting really fancy up in here.
That is really like we just graduated from not sure to absolutely certain that we're recording. You can't like trick me anymore into like talking about stuff and then secretly recording while I'm talking. Like I'll know. I'll
That's
always
interesting.
know.
Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, and I am joined, as always, by the stormy skies.
Hello.
I'm not sure if you're just really quiet or if it's the headphones or I don't know, but you sound quiet to me. Hopefully you turn out on the recording all right.
Okay.
I mean, your audio sounds fine, so.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I'm trying to
So.
speak closer to the mic. Is that helping?
No, it might just be my sound settings, so I'll worry
Okay.
about it if we record next time on Discord. We'll see how this goes.
Okay.
So we're changing things up, listener friend. Instead of recording on Zencaster, nothing against Zencaster, I think it's great. It's just I've had issues editing where it doesn't line up perfectly, and I have to spend like 2 hours trying to fix it. And also, there's always kind of some weird noise distortion that happens. So we're trying something different, recording in Discord using the Craig bot.
Okay. Oh,
Yeah.
I can look at you too. There's a video.
On my desktop, so you can't look at me.
Ah, shit. Hey,
Maybe someday.
my voice settings say my input volume is at the max level.
Okay, then it might just be my.
Maybe it's your output volume, which is that right? Am I got that right? Because input's my microphone and output would be the headphones. Okay.
Oh,
All right, I
interesting.
think we're
Okay,
fine.
I hear you better now. I changed it because so in my settings, it's really weird because I have like five different sound setups.
Nice.
There's default speakers, USB advanced audio device, and there's headphones, high definition audio device.
Ah.
So since I listened through headphones, I thought maybe that was it, but it's fine. It's all good. We got it
All right.
figured out.
Cool. Nice. Craig bot.
But how have you been? It's been a little while.
Yes, I have been very good. We've had a nice long break, July. We both were able to go on some vacation, ha have some vacation time, and now we're back. And the minute I got back, I feel like on Monday, I like woke up and it was like the max temperature was like 75 degrees and it was kind of cooler. And then I was like, oh, it's fall, you know, like fall is here because now it's August and it might as well be September.
August is
So
kind of a pointless month.
I know, I really think of that too because either it's like extreme heat or like not extreme heat. Like right now, it's like not hot. It's mild. So it's like September. So yeah, I don't know. You never know. What's gonna happen, man?
Yeah. It was a good break. It was nice not to watch any horror movies. That's a lie. I watched a couple. Did you watch any?
You know what? No, it's so funny because once I got back, I listened to all of our recordings on iTunes that I hadn't gotten around to, and we talked about me specifically, I talked about using July to just get away and to watch horror movies at my leisure and write about them and like do writing. I didn't do any of those things. I didn't watch a single fucking horror movie, I don't think, at all. I've just been binging like shows, man. That's it.
I signed up for Shudder finally.
Nice. That's awesome.
I figured it's $5 a month. I might as well just fucking do it. And it has gotten a lot better. I jumped
Nice.
on board it when it was first starting out, and I wasn't the biggest fan of it because it had some buffering issues. Like it would take an hour for a video to load, and that could have just been the internet connection I was on, but I just got frustrated, and it's so much better than it was when I first tried it. So I'm happy with it.
Good.
I watched that Lizzie Borden movie.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And it was better than American Poltergeist.
Oh my God, American Poltergeist. That movie was like, I wasn't sure. I don't know. That movie is like watching yourself get punked. Because it's such a joke, but they were trying to be so serious about it.
I missed the podcast so much that I considered actually editing that episode and releasing it, but I kind of like just alluding to it and never releasing it.
Did we never release that episode?
No.
Oh man, that's like the lost episode. That's kind of cool. You should release it in like a year's time or something and be like, this is the lost episode.
I will. Don't you.
Or if we ever had. Huh?
Will, don't you worry about that.
Well, if we ever even, you know, like people have like those Patreons, and if they give you money, you give them stuff. That would be like the special surprise episode, is like the episode that never was. Listen to the American Poltergeist episode. I won't forget that movie.
I can't forget that movie.
I can't forget it. It's there. I think about the blonde woman who owns the house.
I also watched a very weird independent movie that I still don't know how to feel about. It's called We Are Not Cats. And It's one of those weird horror movies that's not really a horror movie, but it's got some body horror to it. Okay. It's about a guy. It's about a guy who it's not trichomania where you pull your hair out. It's something else because he actually eats it, but he only does it.
Shit.
He does it with his beard hair, and then he goes up north and finds a girl who has the same kind of disorder. And all she eats, apparently, is hair. And she's starting to get sick, and there's this really gross part where he cuts open her stomach and pulls out a giant fucking hairball.
Oh, gross.
I don't know how to feel about it. I like the title, We Are Not Cats. Because, cats can either digest their hair or spit it up, but humans don't have that ability. Which is why you shouldn't eat your hair.
Exactly. You should not, because you can get really sick and you really will get a hairball on your stomach.
And lastly, I saw Midsommar.
Yes. How did you like that?
I liked it better than Hereditary.
Ah, sweet. Okay. That means I'll probably like it better than Hereditary too.
I was a little worried, like you are, about the psychedelic aspects, and I didn't think it was that bad at all.
Okay, nice.
It doesn't really put you in their mindset when they're tripping. You just kind of watch them trip. There's some like weirdness towards the end, but it's fine. Unlike Hereditary, you know, I watched it. It was good. Have no interest in rewatching it. But this one, it's a nice summer horror movie, and I see myself watching it a few times.
All right, nice.
I like when horror elements are mixed with like bright and happy imagery.
Yeah, I really like that too. That's really different. So I like seeing that happen in movies, especially big movies.
Mm-hmm. Like this. So I think that's why I liked it. It just had all these whimsical elements to it, and then mixed with these horrifying images. I'm like, yeah, nice. I like this. I like this.
Yeah.
I love the pastels.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, cool. So I'll definitely try to get my hands on it soon. Maybe I can rent it from the local library when it goes to Blu-ray or something. We shall see. Because they go to Blu-ray pretty quick, don't they?
These days they do. Good
fast
God.
Turnover. Remember we used to wait like months for movies to go on to VHS and DVD? It took forever.
Oh, I remember I saw... Like one November, I saw Elf in theaters with my dad, and then it didn't come out on DVD until the following December.
That's so true. We really had to wait for like a year, but we really like, it was something to look forward to, because when you'd like forget, and then when it finally came out, you'd be like, oh shit, yes, finally here. So that's cool that I don't have to wait anymore. I need it now. I need my instant gratification.
No. And I've decided I didn't do it with Midsommar because we needed to talk about it before I just make these decisions for our brand. I've decided to steal what a Movie Geek and Proud does. They do like mini reviews of movies they see in theaters on their Instagram stories. Uh-huh. So I think for the rare occasion we leave the house, we need to do that.
Absolutely we do, because... Remember I went
Instagram is sad.
Yeah, like I went to go see like The Shining that one time, and I was like, yeah, I'll post like that picture of like the poster, and never did. So I feel like if we do like the Instagram story about it, it will kind of like make us more inclined to do so after we see a movie. So yeah, we definitely have to, especially because we don't leave often. Like, I feel like you see movies a little bit more than I do, but I actually made plans today to see two movies this October. Not new scary movies, but like old scary movies that are playing on the big screen. One is Saw and one is The Blair Witch Project. So I could talk about like seeing them on the big screen, but yeah, we shall see. I see those because they're like $5.
See, I would go see more if they went to the cheap theaters, but the cheap theaters near me are a one screen and a two screen, and they usually are either playing superhero or the family-friendly movies because that's what's going to make them the most money. No hard feelings, just I've messaged them before about how, like, on Friday the 13th, they need to do, like, a midnight showing of Friday the 13th, and they've never listened to me. Maybe I should tell them I host a super famous podcast.
You should be like, I know that you've never heard of me, but you should have heard of me because actually Real Horror Show is a household name.
We're huge in Argentina.
Argentina.
We're not really. I'm just thinking of a random country to say we're huge in.
Yes, we were the first huge. We were number one in Argentina first. So we, our number one in the U.S. No.
Someday.
Someday. There's a. We'll become great. It just takes time. There's just so many podcasts, you know.
Yeah, I was reading. I meant to share it on the Real Horror Show Twitter. I shared it on my personal Twitter.
Yeah.
About how podcasts are becoming so oversaturated. And I agree. And we're part of the problem.
Yes, we are.
But the
Think our content is original.
Yeah. No one's ever heard of two friends reviewing movies before.
Yeah, but we have like a special like thing that we like to do, like just Netflix. Nobody else is doing just Netflix. You know what I mean? Like, we have a like one detail that sets us apart.
And like, I think it's fine if there's thousands of podcasts out there, as long as the people doing the podcasts are actually like doing them because they want to do a podcast, not because they want to make brand deals or anything.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Can't like that.
That's how I feel about blogging since, you know, blogging was a huge thing back in the early 2000s. And we also do that with our other project.
Yeah. Blogging is hard work. Okay. It's really hard work.
It is. And
it takes a lot of time.
And it is so fucking hard because our other project is a travel blog. If you're a new listener, hi. And just the fucking travel niche is so. Oof. Like, we've been able to get as far with Real Horror Show as we have because the horror community is just, one, super nice, and we'll talk about this more in a few minutes because there was a tweet today that came out that I think is a great topic of conversation.
Oh, I can't wait to look at the tab. I'm going to get my phone ready and go on Twitter, see it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, the horror community is just, like, really open and welcoming, and I know there are some bro-y assholes out there that aren't open and inviting, but like the important people, like the popular people, they're just so excited for new horror content and people to talk about horror. Because I don't know. So I think that's the only reason we've been able to make it this far. That and the indie podcast community is super. They're just the best people in the world.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
All right. So I guess let's go ahead and pick our movie.
Oh boy. Okay.
All right. I totally don't do this before we start recording, just so I get everything ready. We're picking.
You mean you've been
now.
Talking this whole time, and you've known this whole time, and you've kept it from me?
I have. Really, it's only a surprise for you.
Oh, well, it's still fun.
All right. So the movie we're watching in our next episode is The Black Room.
The Black Room.
Yes, this 2016 horror movie is campy and steamy.
Oh, sweet.
A couple's new dream home morphs into a nightmare after they learn that an evil and lustful spirit resides in their basement. So I'm going to guess we're going to get some ghost fucking in this movie.
Ugh, nice. just like the entity with Barbara Hershey, but from 2017. Wow, 2017, that's recent. I have not heard of this movie at all. 3.3 out of 10. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait. Could have been. Oh, why could we gotten Scream? You know what? When I was going through that list, you know, all the Final Destination movies aren't on there anymore. Like, there's like all the Friday the 13th are gone. Poltergeist, bye-bye. But Scream 1 and 3 and 4 are there, but not 2.
Yeah. And Netflix is slowly starting to suck. I know it's our gimmick to review horror movies on Netflix because I think as far as indie and fairly unknown horror movies go, Netflix is the most accessible venue to get them.
Yes.
Although at some point, once they're all out, they should be ending in October. I would like to just do one massive episode about the Blumhouse Into the Dark series.
Absolutely, we can do that.
Kind of rank
them. I have Hulu and also have Amazon Prime. Do you have that too?
Not anymore.
Ah, shit. All right, well, we still both have Hulu, which is cool.
Ooh, there's a thunderstorm on the horizon.
Dude, there's one that just left here, so you're probably getting it now. Probably moved super fast down here.
Ah, shit. What the fuck are stormy skies doing here?
Ha magic. The Black Room. I'll watch it tomorrow. Fantastic. Right when I get home from work. Yeah, because tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah, I'm busy on Friday. All right, cool. I'll watch it tomorrow. The Black Room. 1 hour, 30 minutes. Not bad at all. Sometimes we'll like watch those movies and they'll secretly be 2.5 hours long for no reason. And we'll be like, oh, shit.
So before we unpack this tweet, know it's on the podcast because I did it because I thought it would be a funny gag on the podcast. I haven't paid for Netflix in like 3 years. I use David's brother's password.
Okay.
And I know on the podcast, I logged in once and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to fucking claim the family account as my own because I'm the only one that uses it and it has all my horror movies on it. And I am 100% sure Katie had already claimed his younger brother's Netflix account because he doesn't use his anymore.
Yeah.
And Rob is claiming that he was going to take the family account for Katie. But no, he already had Andy's account set aside for Katie. And either way, it makes more sense for me to take the family account because all my horror movies are lined up on it.
Yes, exactly. So
you realize how weird her recommendations would be with some of the shit we've had to watch in the past 2 years?
Yeah, really fucking weird shit because it's not like our shit. It's not like our horror movies like match. They're like all over the fucking place.
God damn. Okay, so this tweet, let's unpack it.
Did you retweet it on Real Horror Show?
No, I just replied, so I will send it to you right now because we're on Discord and have a nice little chat room.
Whoa, look at that. Thanks, Sam.
All right, so for the listener at home who can't read the tweet because this isn't a visual podcast, it is from, I won't name the tweeter because he's a blue check mark. That's all you need to know.
Oh, he's verified, is he?
Yeah. This might be a little controversial, especially for all my dis Twitter followers. But instead of blaming hashtag video games for desensitization, let's look at horror films or even events like hashtag HHN, where we see multiple mutilated corpses and people covered in blood screaming, help me! I think it's a Halloween Horror Nights at Universal.
Are you serious right now?
Are we in the 90s?
Oh, Halloween Horror Nights is too spooky for me.
Are we in the fucking 90s where we need to blame video games and horror movies? So I didn't retweet him. I don't want to give him like the retweet. I just wanted to join in with the people dogpiling on him just by quoting the iconic Billy Loomis. Don't you blame the movie, Sid.
Oh yeah.
Psychopaths. Movies make psychopaths more creative.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna like add myself to your comment and like finish it off.
Someone quote tweeted him saying exactly what I said earlier. The horror community is just so welcoming and inviting. You'll have a few bad seeds, but I think
yes,
we have these outlets like video games and horror movies not because we're psychopaths, but because we get enjoyment out of them in other ways.
Exactly.
Horror movies, yep. Horror novels, horror video games. The horror genre contextualizes our real life fear in a contained manner that makes it easier to handle.
Yes.
That's why we like haunted houses too, because you might be scared, but you know you're really just going to be safe by the end of it.
Yes, it is escapism.
Can't you write a paper on this?
Yeah, I write a lot about this topic, and I'm in the middle of writing something about it, and I'm going to write something else about it. And yes, I've written about this myself, but like, it's all escapism. It's just for fun. And like, the movies, horror movies, like, really, really, it's a movie. Like,
yeah.
What about all the fucked up not horror movies? Because mm-hmm. they exist, dude. Like, they do. And you just can't just like turn around and be like, these horror movies are doing it just because of the word horror. No.
That kind of implies that, because this is all related to the shootings that happened over the weekend. We know what it's about. Yes. Horrible tragedies.
Yes.
Things like that, and the ones that blame video games act like America is the only country that watches horror movies and plays video games. But when you look at the data of other countries who consume the same media we do, they don't have mass shootings as frequently as we do.
Exactly. They don't at all.
So I think you need to look at the people rather, and you know, their access to certain things versus the media they consume. Because right. Japan, per capita, has the most video game sales in the world. They have like 10 gun-related deaths a year.
Yes, so that is minuscule compared. Like, so it's just no contest, honestly. So this is just silly.
It is. You're placing the blame because you don't understand.
Who is this issue? Fucking guy?
They hand out blue check marks like candy. I should try to get
one. How come we don't have one?
I was just saying we should try and get one so we can get our @RealHorrorShow handle.
Yeah, how do we get verified?
Let's try and get 1,000 followers and then try.
Okay.
That'll be
1,000 followers.
That'll be season 4 of Real Horror Show, our journey to get verified and get @RealHorrorShow.
@RealHorrorShow. Yeah. Has she like tweeted anything lately?
No.
Damn.
Okay, he only has 2,600 followers. How is he verified? Are that many people stealing his identity?
Yeah, what the fuck? He's just his thing says he's just that guy that wrote that one song. Like, do you not know what song you wrote and sang? The fuck, who are you supposed to be, man? Just a pretender. Anyway. Right, okay, so
let's talk a little bit of pop culture that you missed while you were back in the mountains.
Oh yeah, sure. I was definitely not in the mountains. I was on the beach.
It's more your aesthetic to just disappear.
Yeah, I was on the dunes, which are sand mountains.
Yeah, that works. Just in a cabin by yourself, wearing a flannel, even though it's 80 degrees outside.
Yep. Not writing. Shit. It's okay.
You have your 1930s typewriter anyway, just so people know you are a writer.
Man, I really like don't type on that anymore because it's like so old that it's like slowing down. Like the one key gets stuck a lot, like the letter E, which is like one of the most used vowels that we as humans tend to use in our words.
Tough. That's true.
It's a tough one.
Right, so the big pop culture thing that you're going to have the most opinions on, I feel.
Okay.
The Walking Dead movies are coming to a theater near you next
year.
What
the fuck? Listen, when I was on vacation, I actually had to like complain about how Fear the Walking Dead's on like a 15,000th season for some reason, and I'm like, why is it still going? Didn't it catch up to The Walking Dead yet? Like, what the fuck? Guess they have to have movies now. Are the movies just like the show, but it's gonna be like condensed into an hour and a half? Like, what?
AMC at San Diego Comic Con 2019 released a brand new teaser trailer for the upcoming trilogy, promising the return of Rick Grimes and teasing potential new a potential new location in Philadelphia.
Ugh.
You could. Tonight. Oh my God, Stormy, you should totally like go on.
Be an extra?
Yeah, go be an extra.
Dude, yeah, I'll be an extra. I'll like infiltrate them and be like, I actually fucking hate you. Yeah, just destroy like their stuff, steal their food, destroy their trailer, steal my costume, and just like not do what I'm supposed to do on screen and ruin every take every time. Stare directly into the camera lens. Ugh, they hate stuff like that.
Oh no.
That's a good idea. I would do that if I like had enough like energy to travel all the way to Philly, because it's actually pretty far away. It's all the way across the state. On the other side. Anyway.
I feel like they should do Pittsburgh instead of Philadelphia, because you know Pittsburgh is like the zombie capital of the world.
Well, I don't think that the people that are doing The Walking Dead movies and shows are like that bright and have actually know anything about zombies at all.
Yeah.
So they probably heard about Pennsylvania and were like, oh yeah, Philly. No, dumbass. Fucking Pittsburgh. Actually, it's Monroeville and Evan City, which is kind of like where I live. I live next to Evan City. When I have
a house. If you want to stalk Stormy, that's where she lives.
Yes, I live in Evan City nearby it. So yeah, why don't you come up into the middle of nowhere and try to stalk me, because you'll just get fucking lost. Sam has been here though. She knows that it's like not the middle of nowhere at all.
David liked it. He was like considering moving to Pennsylvania.
And yeah, was ready to like move up here too, next to us. And I was like, yeah.
He was like, Sam, there's the sales tax is so low up here.
Dude, yeah, it is. And we don't have any tax on clothing and stuff too, so we don't have to have any like awkward tax-free weekends in August, which is excellent. We just have tax-free weekend every day of our lives forever.
I'm trying to, off the top of my head, remember other big Comic-Con announces. Yeah. Let's see. Marvel announced its Phase 4 or 5. Big reveal being that Natalie Portman will be taking over the Thor's hammer and becoming Girl Thor, which is fine. I mean, okay. I made it pretty clear that after Endgame, I really don't give a shit anymore.
Well, that's fine. I saw the original Thor, which was stupid, but she was in it. She was like his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if she turns into Girl Thor, that's fine. But don't you have to be an Asgardian god to be wielding the hammer of Thor? I don't know. Just a thought.
It's going to be weird. And they handed her the hammer when they announced it. And she just looks really awkward and uncomfortable holding it. And you can just tell she's thinking, I can make so many weird indie movies with this money.
Right.
Of actors who were in something super popular and just use that money to star in all the weird indie projects they want. The yes. Lighthouse. Are you going to see The Lighthouse?
I really want to see The Lighthouse. I still have to watch that damn trailer. I keep looking at it, like, but not clicking on it. So I'm going to have to do that, like, after we record.
It looks intense, and I am down for a black and white horror movie.
Dude, love Willem Dafoe. Anything that he's in, sign me up.
Listen. Naysayers, Robert Pattinson is a really good actor.
Dude, Robert Pattinson is fantastic, and I don't know why everyone like is still hung up on Twilight. It's been like 25 years since that movie came out, so everyone needs to shut the fuck up. Robert Pattinson is like old now. He's like a grown-ass adult, and he's been in a lot of great movies, and he has great, great acting chops. And I'm really excited for him to be in a scary movie. I think he's going to do great. Good for him. Good for him.
I'm surprised it's taken him this long to do a real horror movie.
Dude, yeah. Well, maybe, what if he was getting, like, really, like, shit, like, offers? You know what I mean? Until he found this one. Because this one's, like, I'm sure that when he, like, got this offer, he was like, this is awesome. I love this director. The Witch was really, really cool. You know, very different and unique type of a horror movie. And he was probably psyched. And Willem Dafoe, like, as your co-star, I'm sure he could learn so much from being on screen with that guy. So,
yeah. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be good, and I might leave the apartment for that one. We'll see.
I still need to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, same. Dude, okay, tell me if you think this too. I feel like everybody forgot Quentin Tarantino existed until, like, the trailer came out for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and they're like, oh, Quentin Tarantino this, Quentin Tarantino, blah, 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 blah. And they were talking about all his old movies. I'm like, did you guys just, like, forget all about him until just now? Because he was there all along.
They keep bringing up, like, his female characters and how many lines they have. Like, these fucking noobs have never even seen Death Proof, and they think they can talk about Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, they probably never saw Death Proof, Sam, because they think that he only did Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2, and that's it. But they don't know what about Quentin Tarantino. I think he's great.
That's a foot fetish.
That's cool. I think that's fine. I don't care. Just because he has a foot fetish doesn't mean he's less great. I pardon him because he's such a good director.
I'm excited to... Sharon Tate's sister gave Margot Robbie, like, the highest praise for her portrayal of Sharon Tate, so I'm really excited to see a movie that doesn't glorify the Manson family and actually, like, treat Sharon Tate as a human.
Yeah, you know what? I heard that this movie really, really showed so much sympathy for the victims. And I feel like that's what a lot of people were worried about. And they said that it couldn't have been, you know, like, a better, like, kind of, like, in memory of, like, them and stuff like that. It wasn't, like, anything that was, you know, just used to get money and make a big feature film. It was honestly sympathy for the victims. So, yes.
And that's how it should be when you're portraying serial killers, is not to forget that, you know, people fucking died.
Yes. Speaking of serial killers, because we're talking about, like, the Manson family murders and stuff, this, like, coming week, next week, Mindhunter Season 2 comes out on Netflix. I don't know if you've watched that or anybody watches that, but I'm rewatching the first season, and it's really, really good, and I can't wait for Season 2.
I haven't watched a Netflix original in a very long time.
That you should make that one of the ones you do watch, because it's not like a horror show. It's about the FBI at the tail end of the 70s, when people just started killing people for no reason and nobody knew what to do about that. And it's really, really awesome and interesting, and it kind of shows you, like, the birth of, like, behavioral profiling of, like, psychopaths and serial killers and like the most prolific names that we know today, like, you know, Manson and stuff like that. So definitely put it on the top of your list, Sam, for a TV show, because it's really good. It's dialogue heavy, but the dialogue is gripping as fuck. It's really, really well done. And I really love the main character because he's so strange, but very smart. I think that you'll like it. I hope that you like that.
We shall see.
Yes.
You didn't write it all this month. The whole reason we took the month off and you didn't write.
I really didn't. I thought about it for a minute, like a fleeting moment one day. Didn't do that. But now that I'm home and I'm back in, like, work mode and I'm back in, like, a structure, I made a small list of, like, I have two places right now that I'm going to submit two poems to for their, like, Halloween issues or whatever. And maybe tomorrow I will be writing an essay, but I'm going to try to, like, use that as, like, an inspiration to myself to jump back into my fiction and poetry. So we'll see what happens this week. It's got a lot on my mind. Got a lot going on.
I started a novel this weekend. We'll see how far I get before I should probably get diagnosed for, like, manic depressive, or I think it's just bipolar now. Because I have some tendencies that a lot of people with bipolar disorder have, where during their manic stage, they start a project and then they never actually finish that project because they run into a depressive state. So
then I must also be bipolar because I do that with like everything. Not everything, but like large projects. One specifically that I was thinking about jumping back into today, but I like couldn't find the words or inspiration to even open the document, but it is meant to be a large piece. And I started it and it was like, I was really rolling, got a lot of pages done. It was going great. I had a great like structure to it, and I just stopped, and that was like 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I don't know. I don't think that you have a problem, Sam. I just think that you're a writer. Which means
and legally all writers have to have some form of depression or anxiety.
Yes, absolutely. We're all plagued with something, all different from each other, but the same in a way. So I think we understand each other.
I think that about covers it for this mini show. It's kind of so far, my only complaint about recording on Discord is I don't have a timer like I do on Zencastr.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
So that means I need to actually, like...
like, I don't know. Look, we started at 7, so it's like... No, we started at... yeah, like 7:05, and it's 7:38 now, so about 30 minutes, so we're making good time.
Yeah, this is a good mini show.
Good.
And right. Season 3 of Real Horror Show off to a kick, and this will be the most dramatic season yet.
Yes, you guys have no idea what's coming for you. Stuff is going to happen that you can't even fathom until it happens, and you'll be wowed.
And one of us will die.
Yeah, but we're both already dead, so like, isn't that an extra shock?
Yeah, it's going to be so shocking.
That means one of us has to come back to life and then die again. How shitty is that?
Oh, you're just going to have to tune in and see how that happens.
Yeah, we're not going to say any more. You have to listen to find out what happens next.
Yeah, and next episode, while we're reviewing the movie, we're also going to message our text door neighbor.
Yeah, I was hoping we would do that soon. I knew you didn't forget. Yeah, the Twitter thing where you text your text door neighbor, which is like the person with the same phone number as you, but the last digit is either like one up or one down from the number that it, like if your number is 5, it's either 6 or 4 at that very end. So you get what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm scared to do it because Sam made me scared to do it like two days ago.
We're gonna get murdered. It's fine.
Yeah. And I said, let's make David do it instead. And she said, no. So we got to do it.
I can't have David die before me. That's going to be horrible.
There's no turning back. Yeah, you're right. We all have to die at the same moment so we don't miss each other.
I mean, I would probably just replace you.
No!
Not even tell people I'm replacing you. It'll just be a man that suddenly named the Stormy Skies.
And people would be like, wow, something sounds like different about Real Horror Show and I can't place it. And it's like, yeah, it's because it's a guy, not a girl anymore. Whatever. I think I have a deeper voice, but that's fine.
Great. Well, let's say goodbye to Craig, and okay. We'll talk next week.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Talk next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.